Residents are demanding answers. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. After the freight train wreck in East Palestine, Ohio, filled the air and water with toxic chemicals, which they say has caused lingering symptoms, affected businesses, and killed farm animals.
We have rental property. One of our duplexes is right in front of where the railroad is. And I went down there the day after the evacuation, and I was down there maybe 10 or 15 minutes just checking it out. And I felt like I had like sand in my throat, and I had a sore throat a couple days after that.
East Palestine resident Debbie Foster on Fox. Train company Norfolk Southern is offering residents $1,000 to help them recover. Plus, it's been nearly 1 week since the tragic shooting at Michigan State University killed 3 students, and now another mass shooting, this time in Memphis, Tennessee.
11 victims, one person confirmed dead, and 5 others who are currently in critical condition. We're learning that the remaining victims have since been released from area hospitals after they got treatment. Now, we're still trying to gather details and figure out what led up to this shooting. We're told officers first responded to reports of a shooting at the address of an establishment named Live Lounge around 12:45 this morning.
Fox's Charles Watson. And the death toll from the earthquakes that struck on February 6th has risen to over 41,000 in Turkey. This as the U.S. Secretary of State visits the country.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Turkey on his 6-day trip to Europe. One of his priorities while he's in Ankara is trying to unblock Turkey's objections to Finland and Sweden joining NATO. Turkey's president has complained that the Finns and Swedes are too lenient toward groups it deems terror organizations or existential threats. In order to accept new NATO members, the vote must be unanimous, and all current allies except Turkey have either ratified or signaled their intent to do so.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Richard Belzer, who stood out on the comedy stage and as a streetwise detective on Law & Order SVU, has died.
Belzer died at his home in France while suffering from several health issues. His career, mainly on the stand-up circuit and on TV, spanned more than 4 decades. Most knew him as Detective John Munch in the Law & Order franchise, but he originated the role in another hit series, Homicide: Life on the Streets, and reprised it in other acclaimed shows, such as Arrested Development and The Wire. Among the first to share news of Belzer's death, Saturday Night Live alum Lorraine Newman, who via Twitter called him one of the funniest people ever. Richard Belzer was 78. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And Hollywood stars and UK royalty are gathering in London for the British Academy Film Awards. German language anti-war drama All Quiet on the Western Front leads the pack with 14 nominations, including Best Picture, Irish dark comedy The Banshees of Inisherin, and metaverse flick Everything Everywhere All at Once have 10 nominations each. Banshees started the night with 2 wins. Plus, the O.J. Simpson trial gets a closer look in a new documentary.
Not guilty of the crime of murder.
The prosecution withheld a lot of evidence.
O.J. Simpson, Blood, Lies, and Murder premieres on Reels. The documentary reveals shocking new evidence that never made it to the double murder trial of the century, according to the lead detective in the case that he says proves O.J. is guilty.
All these years later, I can tell a story. We've got the evidence to show it. I want people who watch this to walk away with the truth.
LAPD Detective Tom Lang reconstructs a gruesome crime scene that points squarely to the killer 27 years after O.J.'s dramatic acquittal. The doc exposes new clues and features exclusive interviews with his infamous house guest, Cato Kalin.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.